Amiga, Donald, are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm very excited about summer. Getting around to those things I never have time for. Golf. Visiting friends in prison. And enjoying all the fantastic new tariffs from China. Been an incredible year for our economy. Our American economy is on fire. I'm not going to tell you if it's a fire that keeps you warm or burns your house to the ground, but it's some kind of fire. So I'm on cruise control to a second term, and there's nothing the Democrats in Congress can do about it. So sit back and enjoy the ride, America, because tonight, well, tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time.
He feels alive,
and the world, I'll turn it inside out, yeah.
And float around in ecstasy, so don't stop him now.
Don't stop me now. Don't stop me.
Don't stop me.
Having a good time,
having a good time. He's a loose cannon ripping up the lines of society. You can't subpoena him, he's gonna obstruct.
He's a billionaire, unless you take a look at his tax return. He's gonna hide, hide, hide. Oh, there's no showing you.
I'm burning every bridge, yeah. Picking every fight.
That's why they call him Mr. Bad Advice. Cause he listens to the Fox News guy.
I wanna make a super straight man out of you. Don't stop, stop us now.
We're having such a good time.
Having a ball.
Having a ball.
Don't stop us now. You want a huge distraction.
Just give Yeezy a car.
Don't stop us now.
We're having a great time.
Don't stop us now.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Don't wanna stop at all.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's ready for a fight. Abortion. We got the votes now. Women are screwed.
It was an issue you thought got resolved 50 years ago. But no, no, no. Old men are still in control.
I'm such a Bible guy now.
He's throwing stones and he lives in a big glass house. He's cheated on every spouse.
I want to make a Chick-fil-A man out of you.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Do you guys like terrorists?
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
$100 for a tomato?
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
I ain't sweating it.
Oh, he's throwing out the lies.
Yeah. One tweet at a time.
And he's got the best and brightest guys. That's why most of them are serving time.
I wanna make a crazy, sexy man out of you. Sorry, it's just this Queen music gets me all riled up.
Wait a second. I have something very important to say to the American people. Something they need to hear. No collusion, no obstruction, so don't stop
me now. We're having such a good time.
Just try and impeach.
Don't stop us now.
Freedom of speech.
So don't stop us now.
We're having a good time.
Don't stop.
Alice. It's been fun. I don't know what's next for me, but I wouldn't be Donald Trump if I didn't say, tune in next season to see who lives and who dies.
Spoiler, I live. I live for another 150 years. And the Iron Throne will be mine.
Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger.
The New York Times broke this story this morning about Deutsche Bank and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Deutsche Bank staff saw suspicious activity in Trump and Kushner accounts. Quote, anti-money laundering specialists at Deutsche Bank recommended in 2016 and 2017 that multiple transactions involving legal entities controlled by President Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, should be reported to a federal financial crimes watchdog. The transactions set off alerts in a computer system designed to detect illicit activity. Bank staff who reviewed the transactions prepared suspicious activity reports that they believed should be sent to the unit of the Treasury Department that polices financial crimes. But executives at Deutsche Bank rejected their employees' advice. Those suspicious activity reports about Trump and Kushner that were prepared by Deutsche Bank employees who were supposed to be specialists looking out for money laundering and other illicit activity, those suspicious activity reports were, in fact, never filed with the government.
White House has directed former counsel Don McGahn to defy a congressional subpoena to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. In a letter to Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, White House counsel Pat Cipollone said the Justice Department has, quote, advised me that Mr. McGahn is absolutely immune from compelled congressional testimony with respect to matters occurring during his service as a senior advisor to the president. He went on to say, the president has directed Mr. McGahn not to appear at the committee's scheduled hearing. A lawyer for McGahn later said the former White House counsel would, quote, respect the president's instruction and not appear today.
Stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Hearing little stories about Iran. If they do anything, they will suffer greatly. We'll see what happens with Iran.
President Donald Trump has access to America's most sensitive secret intelligence. In an interview on Sunday, the president may have done more than just talk about receiving U.S. intelligence. He may have revealed it. Asked about a report that he personally authorized a U.S. cyber attack on Russian entities around the time of the 2018 midterm elections, Trump appeared to confirm the story.
I'd rather not say that, but you can believe that the whole thing happened, and it happened during my administration.
But why don't you talk about that?
Because they don't like me to talk. Intelligence says, please don't talk intelligence.
But that wasn't the only piece of intelligence President Trump might have revealed during that interview. While bragging about his negotiating skills, the president also appeared to give up sensitive details about why he didn't strike a nuclear weapons deal with Kim Jong-un at their February summit in Hanoi.
I said, look, you're not ready for a deal, because he wanted to get rid of one or two sites, but he has five sites. I said, what about the other three sites? That's no good.
Does Kim Jong-un have five major sites that produce nuclear weapons or the components for them? U.S. intelligence isn't saying tonight. We asked experts who track North Korea's nuclear weapons program. They say they had never heard the regime has five nuclear sites.
I could not tell you what those five would be. I don't know what
President Trump had in mind there exactly.
President Trump this afternoon capping off a wild tweet storm by reacting to newly unsealed Mueller evidence that showed that his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, aided the Mueller investigation into potential obstruction of justice, offering evidence that members of the Trump team and Congress reached out to Flynn in a way that Mueller asserts could have affected both Flynn's willingness to cooperate and the completeness of that cooperation, potential witness tampering. Flynn even sharing a voicemail with the Mueller team of a possible attempt to interfere with the probe. Now, the president tweeted today, quote, "It now seems that General Flynn was under investigation long before it was common knowledge. It would have been impossible for me to know this. But if that was the case, and with me being one of two people who would become president, why was I not told so that I could make a change?" 54 words, many of them not true. Let's start with, quote, "It would have been impossible for me to know this." It was quite possible for President Trump to know Flynn was under investigation, in part because Michael Flynn himself warned the Trump team about Michael Flynn. In early January 2017, before he was appointed, Flynn told senior Trump officials that he was under investigation by the Justice Department for his lobbying work on behalf of the Turkish government, according to the New York Times. Now, it is true that the FBI did not tell Trump that Flynn was under investigation as part of the Russian election interference probe. Such a thing could have potentially compromised the investigation. But more broadly, it's worth pointing out that in addition to Flynn warning the team, there were plenty of other warnings about Flynn. Trusted Trump advisor and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has said he knew Flynn was trouble from the day he met him.
"I didn't think that he was someone who would bring benefit to the president or to the administration. And I made that very clear to candidate Trump, and I made it very clear to President-elect Trump."
Why was I not told so that I could make a change, the president asked today. If only someone had told him, someone like, say, President Obama, face-to-face, less than 48 hours after Trump won the presidency. Obama warned Trump against hiring Flynn during their post-election meeting in the Oval Office. At least one former Obama administration official telling CNN that Obama thought Flynn was not the right person for the job, partially because, quote, "Flynn's name kept popping up in the ongoing FBI investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Why didn't anyone warn you about Flynn, Mr. President? Who didn't warn you about Flynn?
In a ruling by a federal judge in Washington, a judge who wrote, "This court is not prepared to roll back the tide of history." The case is Donald J. Trump versus Committee on Oversight and Reform of the House of Representatives. The president is suing to block Chairman Elijah Cummings' subpoena of Trump financial documents from an accounting firm that has done several years of work for Donald Trump and Trump businesses. The judge ruled that the subpoena must be obeyed, and the judge refused to grant a delay in the execution of his order because the judge said that Donald Trump's lawsuit does not present, quote, serious legal questions about the subpoena.
Don't stop me now.
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
Try to have a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
Having a good time.
I don't want to stop at all.
We have been waiting with bated breath, and it's finally happened, the thing we've all been waiting for. A Republican finally read the Mueller report.
One is the loneliest number.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash. This weekend, Amash read the redacted Mueller report and became the first Republican to say Trump engaged in impeachable conduct. I would like to offer the Republican Party this apology. Now, I know I give the GOP a hard time and often imply that you're a spineless group of self-interested toadies who'd rather see the country destroyed than stand up to an out-of-control narcissistic toddler. I was wrong about one of you. Trump fired back at Amash, tweeting, "Never a fan of Justin Amash, a total lightweight who opposes me and some of our great Republican ideas and policies just for the sake of getting his name out there through controversy. This Justin Amash guy just wants to get his name out there, that name being Justin Amash." So, and I want to be clear to all 60 million of my followers, forget the name Justin Amash. That's A-M-A-S-H, Amash, Justin Amash. He is Justin Amash, Justin Amash. He said that I was trash, Justin Amash. He made my ego crash, Justin Amash. Michigan representative, Justin Amash. So dumb. But if Trump didn't tweet about it, Amash would be a page three news story, like war with Iran.
You might remember that during the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump pretended he was the anti-war candidate, lying about his position on the Iraq War and calling it a mistake. Although, if you pay close attention, it really seems like he had an ulterior motive.
Obviously, the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake, all right? George Bush made a mistake. We can make mistakes, but that one was a beauty. We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East.
Had we not done anything, had our politicians gone to the beach and enjoyed the sun, we would be in a lot better position than we are right now.
What we've done is incredible. If we would have, if our presidents would have just stayed home and gone to the beach, or even gone out and played golf every single day, played two rounds a day, okay?
Well, that's one promise he definitely kept. I mean, so the president spent the 2016 campaign branding himself as the anti-war candidate, and then on Sunday, he jumped on Twitter to threaten a war with Iran, seemingly out of nowhere.
Just into CNN, President Trump tweeting this stern warning to Iran. If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but go play golf. It's actually now a matter of national security that we make sure Trump spends as much time on the golf course as possible. Otherwise, he'll spend his time threatening to start wars on Twitter. We need one of those Homeland Security threat meters that tells us how much golf he needs to play based on his mood. Low, sit in cart. Guarded, driving range. Elevated, practice putting while sitting in cart. High, one round with B-list celebrity like Kid Rock. Severe. Two full rounds and trick him into thinking he's trapped in the sand all day by tossing a new ball into the bunker every time he hits it until he digs himself a hole and falls asleep in it. There you go. So, Trump cast himself as the anti-war candidate, and now he's tweeting threats of war.
Up until now, Trump has been the voice of reason on Iran.
Oh, whoa, what's that?
Sorry, I blacked out there for a second from saying Trump and voice of reason in the same sentence. I just... For instance, in an interview recorded on Thursday, but just released yesterday, Trump said this.
I'm not somebody that wants to go into war, because war hurts economies, war kills people, most importantly, by far, most importantly.
Yes, human life, most important thing, which is why I always say it last.
But yesterday, Trump pulled a 180 tweeting,
if Iran wants to fight, that will be the end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. All I'm saying is give peace a chance. It's been 24 hours. Fire at will.
Bomb, 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 Iran. 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 Bomb, 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 Iran.
advice you received from John Bolton?
Yeah, John's very good. John is a, he has strong views on things, but that's okay. I actually temper John, which is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Even Trump knows how crazy it is that he's the voice of reason. I mean, think about what he's saying there. That joke only works if everyone knows Trump is crazy. He's basically saying, sure, I'm a nut job, but you should see this guy. What happened? Wait, what happened to decisive decisions? I hope not isn't an answer to war with Iran. It's an answer to the question, do you think it's going to rain? The other problem here is we don't know whose interests Trump is serving. On one hand, he says he doesn't want war, but on the other hand, he's listening to guys like Bolton, who has openly called for regime change. And then there's Saudi Arabia, which is fighting a proxy war with Iran in the Middle East. We don't know what Trump's financial relationship with Saudi Arabia is like because he won't release his tax returns. But in the past, he's bragged about his financial relationships with Saudis.
I love the Saudis. Many are in this building. Saudi Arabia, and I get along great with all of them. They buy apartments from me. They spend $40 million, $50 million. Am I supposed to dislike them? I like them very much.
They give me money so I like them is the literal definition of bribery. So Trump and his team... They keep sending mixed signals. In fact, it was reported last week that the intelligence suggests the U.S. and Iran might actually be misreading each other's stoking tensions. And yet Trump complained that it was actually the media that was getting the story wrong, while also bragging that it was good to keep Iran guessing.
The president posted, quote, "With all the fake and made-up news out there, Iran can have no idea what is actually going on."
The fake news media is hurting our country with its fraudulent and highly inaccurate coverage of Iran. It is scattershot, poorly sourced, made up, and dangerous. At least Iran doesn't know what to think, which at this point may very well be a good thing.
No, it's not. Unpredictability is not a good thing. Unpredictability is one of the symptoms of rabies. The fundamental problem is that Trump has no consistent worldview and has no idea what he's talking about. He just listens to the TV. Trump basically only hired Bolton because he saw Bolton on Fox News all the time. In fact, Bolton even went on Fox News last year and insisted that the invasion of Iraq was a success. It was just everything that came after it that was bad.
I think the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, that military action, was a resounding success. I think the mistakes that were made subsequently, setting up the Coalition Provisional Authority and others that followed from it, are lessons about what to do after a regime is overthrown.
Oh, I see. So invading Iraq worked out. It's just everything that happened because of it was bad. That's like if you went to Vegas, got drunk, and eloped with the first person you met, and then said, the wedding itself was great. It's just all the sobering up and having no shared interests beyond alcoholism that ruined things. We've been here before. We can't repeat the same mistakes that led to the war in Iraq. Trump's team seems to be pushing for a conflict despite resistance from basically everybody. I don't know if they'll succeed, but all I can say is...
I hope not.
The earth is rapidly shifting underneath the feet of the Iron Lady of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, over impeachment. The speaker facing pressure from her own allies in leadership as outrage grows within the Democratic Party over Donald Trump's stonewalling of Congress. Democrats now urging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to begin an impeachment inquiry into the President of the United States.
You are the shield that guards the realms of men. You've always tried to do the right thing, no matter the cost. You've tried to protect people. Who is the greatest threat to the people now? It's a terrible thing I'm asking. It's also the right thing.
At least five members of Pelosi's leadership team, four of whom also sit on the House Judiciary Committee with jurisdiction over impeachment, press Pelosi in a closed-door leadership meeting to allow the panel to start an inquiry, which they argued would help investigators attain documents and testimony that Trump has blocked. Several hours later, Judiciary Committee Chairman Nadler met with Pelosi as well and made the case to start the inquiry.
Will you open an impeachment inquiry?
Well, again, my view is that we should.
His campaign chairman is in prison right now. Don't tell me there's not enough to discuss and debate impeachment.
I believe that an inquiry into impeachment is required at this point in time.
The president of the United States of America needs to be impeached.
And when Don McGahn doesn't show up, when Bill Barr doesn't show up, when we can't get any of these documents, then that is, in fact, a constitutional crisis. And I believe we have to use the full force of the Constitution to try to resolve that crisis.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.